Eco and environment. Nurturing local nature. In partnership with Pakenham Secondary College, Henty Lily Pond has been refreshed with 800 new indigenous local native plants. Works undertaken at the pond and surrounding land also included the removal of high-threat weeds and mulching of the area and the revegetation of 800 indigenous plants. Transforming the pond has been an 18-month project in collaboration with Pakenham Secondary College, Western Port Landcare, South East Water and Council, with Council contributing $6,500 towards the project. Henty Ward Councillor Carol Ryan is very passionate about the pond and is delighted with the conservation works that have taken place. The Lily Pond is now an important habitat zone that will attract native animals and allow the indigenous plants to thrive, Councillor Ryan said. Henty Lily Pond is also located a short distance from Tumut Creek, a prominent biolink corridor which enables landscape connectivity for a range of animals. Council has adopted a biolink plan to protect and create biolink corridors, prioritise environment work and enhance biodiversity across the Shire. To view the biolink plan or to check out the interactive biolink map, head to Council's website. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/biolink. Picture caption. Henty Ward Councillor Carol Ryan met up with Rob, Council's Natural Resources Planner, to check out the refreshed Henty Lily Pond. End picture caption. Take home a home energy kit. Discover ways to make your home more energy efficient with a home energy and water efficiency kit from your local MyLai library. The kits include energy meters to monitor electricity consumption, thermal imaging cameras to identify areas of heat loss or gain, flow measuring cups to calculate water use, useful information and tips on home energy saving practices. Summer is a great time to measure changes between indoor and outdoor temperatures, so get down to your local MyLai library and find out more about borrowing a kit. www.myli.au/library of things. Hot tips for a cool summer. Use your curtains, awnings, doors and windows to your advantage by keeping the sun out during the day and letting a breeze through at night. Make your home feel cooler by investing in a fan, or only cool the rooms you need by using vent covers to direct airflow. Water your garden in the morning to avoid the heat and retain water in the soil by covering it with thick mulch. Choose drought-tolerant local native plants like everlasting daisies. Hang a bird bath from a tree or attach one to a post, somewhere hard for cats to reach. Create a bee bar for bugs by filling a dish with pebbles and topping it up with water. Refresh outdoor drinking water for wildlife regularly to keep creatures hydrated. For more environment tips and tricks, subscribe to our Down to Earth e-newsletter. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/e-newsletters.